Hey there, ProSide Small Group Leaders. Welcome to our Small Group Leaders podcast, where we help you prepare to lead your small group. This is Pastor Billy here. I'm with Pastor Alfredo Canencia.
Yes, hello,
Coach.
Hello.
Good to see you. And this is our Christmas weekend, the services from our Christmas weekend and our small group discussion guide from that. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to all of you serve teams, volunteers, small group leaders who helped us make it a great Christmas weekend services. I know a lot of people were blessed. A lot of people encountered the Spirit of God. And I just want to encourage us that, you know, it doesn't end with Christmas. You know, Jesus's ministry didn't end with Christmas.
That began, right.
And neither should the church's ministry end with Christmas. Really, this is the beginning. And so all the folks that we were invited and the new people we brought, we now need to follow up follow through and encourage and disciple and keep on sowing seeds. Really, our work begun, you know, has just begun with our awesome Christmas weekend.
Amen.
So thank you for what you've done this year. And thank you in advance for the impact that you're going to make in the lives and the souls of people. Well, as we look back at this Christmas weekend's message, you know, we were reminded that the story of Christmas really reveals God's heart. And we see that God sent signs to the Magi, or the wise men, to draw them to Christ. And just a few thoughts from this weekend that will lead into our discussion today is that God does often send signs to point us to Jesus, to Jesus, right?
Yes.
He sent the star to get the Magi to seek after Jesus, but they ended up going to Jerusalem, to the palace, because they thought that's where the king is going to be, right? That's, I mean, an obvious expectation. Kings are in palaces. But the second thought is that hope is often found in unexpected places.
That's so
what
true.
They didn't realize was Jesus wasn't in a palace. He was in a humble house in Bethlehem, born in a stable and placed in a manger. And very unexpected.
Right.
But God sent the star again to lead them to the exact place where Jesus was so that they could find him. And I think there's a lot of significance there, that God sends us signs to get our attention, but often we don't look in the right places for the answers, right?
So true.
Maybe there's a sign of discontentment in your life, or a sign of a broken relationship, or a sign, you know, that gets our attention. Stuff just isn't going right. So we look in all the wrong places to find the hope and the comfort that we want. We look to relationships, we look to money, we look to whatever. Pleasures, but the real hope that we're looking for isn't found there. It's found in someplace unexpected. And when we seek God, we will find him. The Magi didn't give up, even though Jesus wasn't in Jerusalem. They followed the star all the way to Bethlehem. And likewise, as we seek God, we will find him. And when we seek him truly, we will find the real source of our hope and our joy and our peace, which is Christ. And when we find him, he brings hope to our lives amid all circumstances, no matter what the circumstance is. And of course, we heard a wonderful testimony about from B.J. Morales about how God saved him and brought hope into that very broken situation. And you know, when I think about his testimony, I'm so glad that his wife Rochelle had faith, because she was able to bring Jesus into that moment of hopelessness. I'm so thankful that someone reached out to her and helped disciple her so that she could bring Jesus into the crisis of that moment. Otherwise, you know, things might have turned out very differently. But as a result, BJ was healed and he got saved, and now their family is totally different. So thank God that she had faith in her life leading into that crisis. But you know, as you reflect on the weekend sermon, the main thought in scriptures above, what is the Lord highlighting to you and why? Pastor Coach, start us off.
You know, I was thinking about, you know, I had a conversation with this educator. He's a teacher, and, you know, he's been in our church for years now. But he was reflecting as we were talking about how he has some students that were actually inviting him to church. And he didn't realize at the time that there was a sign to him. Now, they continually invited him, and he finally went to a service. And the funny thing, I found out I was preaching at that service.
Nice.
And he gave his life to Christ, and he's got into a men's group. But I think a lot of times, you know, God is really showing us signs, but we're not, like you, what Pastor Billy said, we're looking in the wrong places, or we're not understanding it. But I'm glad that God didn't give up on this teacher, that the sign kept coming. And it's amazing how that even when we don't get it, God will still faithfully come after us, and then to the place that we understand that sign is to point us to him.
That's right. You know, I just think about all the, you know, we live in a kind of a still a superstitious culture right. here in Hawaii, you know, bocce, yeah. you know, yeah. all that kind of stuff, right? Knock on wood, right? And when things don't go right, you know, a lot of people go, okay, you know, what's happening? Oh, is this bocce or whatever?
Right, right.
You know, I like to say, no, maybe God's trying to get your attention. You yes. know, maybe God's trying to shake you up a little bit, particularly if you're not a Christian,
yes.
you know. But what I found what happens is when people have these crises, they quickly look to something to medicate it, right?
Right.
They'll go to the bar, you know, yes. they'll start drinking, they'll... you know, buy a new car or whatever it is. Not my friends, but, you know, I do know people that do that, right. you know, and you're just like, all that's to just kind of medicate this crisis that was actually a sign probably yes. to get you to search for that's real so true. Hope yeah. in Christ. And you know, I just hope that, you know, in our weekend services that came across, that people are thinking about, okay, what signs has God been sending to me
right.
with the crisis that I'm facing? I mean, for BJ, being in the hospital in yes. a coma, dying of COVID, was a massive sign to him.
Yes.
And, you know, he's in my small group or one of my small groups. And, right. and I remember him sharing one time that, you know, he just knew, like, I need to change my life.
Yes.
You know, and when
yes.
he got out of his coma, he even said it in the video, right? Like, God save me. I want to find out why, you know?
Right, right.
And oftentimes we write off those signs as, oh, whatever. But
yeah.
really, this could be the moment God's trying to change your life.
Right, like, right.
Respond, you know? And so we need to respond to those signs, whatever they may be. You know, so the second question here, you know, and this small group leaders is to kind of get us to reflect right. for ourselves and get people to reflect on their lives. You know, what signs has God sent your way in the past that has led you to where you are in your faith today? You know, sometimes it's good to pause and reflect. What did God do to get my attention? You know,
that's right. Yeah.
How did you seek after God in response? What happened? Explain. I remember for me,
yeah.
I met, you know, Pastor, my grandma went to church at Grace Honolulu, and so I remember just one day, I went to church with her. Yeah. I was going to be honest, I hated it, because it was like old, you know, just like everyone's wearing suits.
Old church, right?
Yeah, it was really old church. I did not like it. But I met Pastor Norman, and yeah. I you know, heard that he's planting a church in Pearl City,
right.
and I was going to Pearl City High School, so,
yes.
okay, that's kind of cool. And so I was on the soccer field one day, and the school where he planted the church was literally right up the hill
right,
from
right.
where the soccer field is.
I remember those days.
And I heard this music while we were at soccer practice, and I said, hey, that might be that church. You
right,
know, I think
right.
that's that church. And every time I would hear them, it was yeah. a sign to me,
that's
like,
right.
hey.
Yeah.
And something inside was tugging, like, you need to go yeah. check that church yeah. out, you know? And I didn't know. I didn't have any positive experiences with yeah. church to make me want to go, but something was tugging on me.
Yeah.
And for me, that was a sign. Like,
that's
okay,
right.
I got to go check this thing out, you know? And I realized God was calling me. And
yeah.
funny thing, fast
yeah.
forward, I started following Jesus, right? I went yeah. to church, started following Jesus. And I kind of, you know, got a little like complacent, like everyone
right,
does.
Right,
you know,
right.
I'm just going to kind of coast in my faith. On that same soccer field, coach, and you remember this story.
I remember the story.
I remember I went for a tackle. I got blasted in the foot, and I'm lying in the ground in
right.
pain.
Yeah.
And guess what I hear? Music coming from the church.
Worship music.
By the way, that was the one Sunday I decided not to go to church because I went
right,
to practice.
Right.
Complacent in my faith.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
here I am lying on the ground listening to the worship team. And I felt the Holy Spirit tell me, you're supposed to be there.
You belong there.
And
right,
if you
yeah.
were there,
yeah,
this
yeah.
wouldn't have happened to you.
Right,
long story
right.
short, I broke my foot
yeah.
and I was out the whole season. And I felt like that was a sign, God
yeah,
telling me,
yeah.
don't mess around. Like,
right, right.
don't mess around with me. Because here's what I told myself in my mind, why I skipped church to go to practice that
yeah.
day. This is more important.
Right, right.
right? This is my junior
yeah.
year. I'm trying to make a, you know,
right.
run, you know. And God said, no, this is more important.
Yes.
You broke your foot because you were in the wrong place.
Oh, man.
That was a sign to get
some
my attention.
Some athlete need to hear that today.
I tell you what, and I never missed church after that.
Right, right,
and it's
right.
been like, I think, 28 years since
yes.
then. I didn't miss church since then.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? That was a sign, right?
Right?
And sometimes you forget those things. And even just retelling this story now, I'm like, man,
yeah.
don't mess around.
Yeah,
don't mess around with God. He'll break your foot. Amen.
Yeah,
so.
You know, I kind of remember when I had a sign with those two girls when I was a freshman in college. They were talking to me. And I didn't know they were going to the same church that my best friend was going to. And as I'm talking to them separately, and then one day they converge with me in the library, and I see all three of them coming. I felt like I was being set up. Then I realized this is a sign.
Mm.
And then they invited me to church. My best friend, David, he always invited me, but I would give him a hard time. But when the two girls invited me, oh, yeah, it was very easy to go to church. So I ended up going. And the beautiful thing about it, I met Jesus.
Mm.
It was a sign that was pointing me to Jesus. And those two girls, we're still friends today, and I just realized back then, that was a sign.
So you're saying girls can be signs.
A girl can be a sign.
for
the,
guys.
The thing about
boys,
it that,
yeah.
you know, I first was looking at them as the sign. Sometimes we stop at the sign,
mm.
but we have to get the sign is to point us to Jesus.
That's a good point.
And I think that was really great.
Hey, and God used it. Amen.
Yes, you
know?
Amen.
And, you know, so leaders in this moment, I think it's fun. It's fun to reflect, but also I think it's healthy because it gets us to really recollect on our journey.
Exactly.
And let other people into our journey as well and what God did. And we can learn from one another's journeys as well. But even, you know, just for me, it brings you to a greater appreciation
yes,
that God
amen.
Pursues us.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
He pursues us because He loves us.
Yeah.
And take some time to reflect on that there. And then the third question here, is God sending you any signs right now?
Right.
Oh, because God's always sending us signs.
That's right.
No matter how old or how young you are in the faith, is God sending you any signs right now? How do you think He's trying to get your attention?
Yes.
What do you think it could be for? How can you seek Him more in this season? Explain. And really, let's pause here and let people think about it. What could God be trying to do to get my attention?
That's right.
Any thoughts on that, Coach?
I think it was really signs is always to draw us closer to God because, as you said earlier, we get complacent or we get distracted, especially in this Christmas season. So the signs that is coming your way is causing you to draw closer to God and worship Him. I appreciate the fact that He pursues me even when I'm unfaithful and distracted. He continually pursues me and that it gives me an opportunity to come and worship Him, especially in this Christmas season.
No, that's really great. You know, I think one sign that God's been sending me recently is with some lost people that I've been reaching out to.
That's great.
You know?
Yeah.
And just, you know, them wanting to, you know, go watch basketball games and, yeah. and you know, because our kids are in sports together, you know, like there's the Diamond Head Classic, the Iolani Classic, and I'm getting all these invitations to
right,
do stuff.
Right.
And you know, it's leading into a busy season in just ministry and church, and I'm very tempted to be like, no, you know, I don't have time,
right,
you know,
right.
It's energy draining and I got to save it for church and all these other things. But the Holy Spirit has been bothering me like, hey, how often do you get these kinds of invitations?
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
It's a sign
it's
to
a sign.
Lean
yeah.
in, you know, and so one particular I've been really trying to spend more time with and to hopefully extend the gospel and lead to salvation. But to me, that's a sign like, hey. Hello, dummy.
Right,
how often do you get these
yeah.
this happening and these opportunities? You need to take them, you know? And so I'm really believing for that. And, you know, sometimes we can miss those because
right,
we're busy,
exactly.
we got stuff going on, and
yeah.
but God could be saying, no, this is an opportunity I want you to take, you know? I was talking to another person recently, just another example of signs, and just this may be on a more personal note, you know? There's stuff going on in their marriage, and
yes.
the spouse is unhappy. And I really had this conversation. Maybe this is a sign that there's some things that need to change
exactly.
in your life and your behavior,
right.
you know? Sometimes those are signs,
yeah.
but either way, we gotta recognize it and we have to do something about it and not just go, oh, well, that's interesting,
right,
but really
right.
pause and say, God, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And ask the Holy Spirit, how do you want me to respond to this sign?
Yeah.
You know, because God's trying to lead us no matter
yeah.
how old or young
that's
you are
right.
in Christ.
Exactly. I like what you said because, you know, we can be a sign. God can use us as a sign to point people to Christ. I was in 7-Eleven just trying to get some drinks and quick things and get out. And I see one of my old classmates and he wants to talk story.
Yeah.
And I like thinking about myself. I want to get out.
True.
But then God speaks to me and said, I want you to point him to me.
Mm.
So I invited him to Christmas. He said he's going to come out to the service.
Yeah.
But, you know, it takes that little extra moment
slowing
and
down.
Realizing that this is an opportunity to point them to Jesus.
I said that exact thing happened to me this morning while I was late to prayer.
Right,
I was at the gym and this guy that I used to play basketball with just wanted to talk story. I'm like, I gotta go,
right,
you know,
right,
I gotta
right.
take a shower. And I was so tempted to just be like, you know, sorry, bro, I'll see you later. I gotta go, you know. But I the Holy Spirit did tell me, slow down.
Yes.
This
yes,
is a sign
slow down.
For this guy. You know, and I did, and so I was late to prayer. Apologize to the staff for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, but that was more important in the
right,
moment.
Right.
And that's a great point, Coach. You know, I want to encourage everyone to slow down in
Amen.
This season.
Yes.
You know, people are going through stuff. People are hurting. And if we're just rushing from one thing to the next because we got parties and events and work or whatever, we can miss the sign that God may be leading us into this person's life for a reason.
Amen.
Right? So... Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much, leaders. Great discussion. And I want to encourage us to slow down, especially for our small group members at small group this week. And let's create room for people to reflect and to talk about what's going on, and especially in this place about signs, you know, because we want people to identify what God is doing in their lives.
Yeah.
It's not us telling people what to do.
Yes.
If they can identify what God is doing through these, quote, signs, then they'll be led by His Spirit. And we just come alongside and we affirm it and whatnot.
Yes.
And encourage our people as well to slow down for the people in their lives when they're at work, when they're at all the Christmas parties they'll be going to. New Year's is next week.
Especially,
for the New Year's parties that we're going to. It's not just about fireworks and food, but slowing down. How are you doing? How's the kids? How's your marriage? How's your job? Whatever it is. And be a sign for somebody else, right? That we're not just there to have fun. We're there to be a sign for Jesus. And the fact that they're in your life is a sign that we need to be a sign. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to what God's going to do. You know, the end of the year is not the end. We always look at it as a launch into a new beginning.
Yes.
And so let's launch into 2024 strong by being a sign of Jesus's love to the people that God's placed around us. Have a great discussion this week. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yes,
and let's launch into 2024 for a new season of harvest and revival. God bless you guys. Thank you. Thank you.